Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about Halloween candy ethics, Satan at 7 years old, and changing your eye color with subliminals. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael Damaro.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, and Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
This is an extra spooky Dear Internet. We're recording on Halloween. Eek. Halloween morning.
Ooh,
did everyone integrate pumpkin leaf things in your spooky stockings?
Yeah, I had just a huge bucket of fish heads.
Mine was
just a giant shit. Yeah.
Man. Well, this episode's coming out after Halloween.
It is.
The thing, I find that with Halloween, especially, like, the second Halloween's over, people will, like, get that spooky stuff out of
here. It is, because I feel like Christmas, you've got, like, a buffer zone.
Yeah. It's just so scary.
It's, like, fine.
That,
yeah. But I agree, like, the Christmas, second that the clock ticks over to November 1st, it's like, get it out of here.
Yeah, Christmas to New Year's, or you have, like, oh, those are New Year's lights now.
Exactly.
No one likes Halloween. Everyone is just like,
that's true.
They're just scared the whole time, but they don't want to admit it.
So yeah, they don't want to admit it.
They're all in it for the candy.
Yeah, they cannot wait to start listening to Thanksgiving music.
Yeah, they can't wait to get into the fall. You know what? I think we were joking about this a couple episodes ago about you need a house, you know, there's a spooky house in the neighborhood, and then, you know, the, like, kind of funny Halloween house, and then you have the house that decorates to please the harvest, for the harvest, so you have a good harvest.
Yes.
And we have a house in the neighborhood that did the harvest house.
Oh, yeah. That's what Christians do.
Yeah, yes, you need a cornucopias, you need your bale, you need your corn.
Like, I was worried that we weren't gonna have a good harvest, but it's all good now.
Yeah, you got enough. I mean, personally, I think it would be hilarious if we left all of our extreme Halloween decorations up for like several more weeks.
But a neighbor said that down the road, someone has one of those big old skeletons.
The big one,
and they said that they left it up all year and kept giving it like Santa hats and stuff.
Yeah, and then like
I want to do that. We have six skeletons in front of our house, and I was thinking it would be very funny to just like have one of them out at Christmas with the Santa hat on.
Yeah, put him in the manger. Baby Jesus is a fucking skeleton.
I feel so like doing your house with the harvest stuff is kind of the lazy thing because then you can leave it up to Thanksgiving because people will say, "Wow, you did it Thanksgiving. That's so impressive.
Nice job."
And it's like, yeah.
My brother has a really spooky scarecrow, and I think he should, like, maybe leave it up, make it smile, instead of having, like, a fang.
Well, right now it has flames behind his eyes, so maybe if he just had regular eyes.
Nicer flames.
If you just put pumpkin pies behind it.
I don't think Thanksgiving is very good. I don't like it.
I agree. It's, like, fine.
That's because you go to Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was going to say, Michael,
Canadian Thanksgiving
is so much better.
When Michael got married, the first thing he said was, in a celebratory tone, he said, "Yay, two Thanksgivings."
He did say that.
Yeah, he's on the record.
Wow, what an episode we have today for y'all of
we
you.
We do.
Oh, so nice of you to join us, Jennifer and Michael. Wow, so nice of you to join us.
Migraine last week, so
Jennifer
I made the
and I
notes
busy.
And made them talk about the deranged things that I wanted them to talk about.
Or your little puppets.
Jennifer
My
and
little
I
puppets.
Were doing a different podcast.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. Michael and I were starting a new podcast.
Yeah, where they rate every flavor of Skittles.
Weirdly enough, yeah.
They all taste the same.
No,
they all just taste true.
Fine. I think Skittles are just fine.
Yeah, neither of them really like Skittles, so it's very boring.
That's all right.
It's tropical next week, though, so that should be
okay.
I'm hoping it's really going to pick up then.
What you been skittling?
About the Skittles that have
What you
the
been
ones?
Skittling is a good name for a Skittles podcast.
Been skittling. Speaking of candy, Nick, would you like to read our first question?
Okay, I can do that. Halloween disagreement between me, 28 male, and my wife, 28 female.
Did I go this morning and search Halloween candy on our relationships? Yes, I did. And that's how I found this.
It's weird that they're the same age. Makes yeah, me think it's like related.
Yeah, that's actually that's problematic.
That's a red flag.
It's a huge red flag.
It's that tweet thing with all the flags on it.
Yes.
So me and my wife had a disagreement on Halloween and want to know what you guys think. My wife and I stayed home and gave out Halloween candy to the neighborhood kids. We bought 350 pieces of candy.
Whoa.
And we both ate about 10 packs for ourselves that night. My wife then picked out about 20 of her favorite candies and set them aside for herself for later consumption over the few days after Halloween.
No one said there would be this much math.
There is some math in yeah. this one.
I'm excited for this.
Your elementary school teacher said, like, you'll need this when you're older. Yeah, and you're like, yeah. Yeah,
how
right.
How long will the relationship last? Yes.
Our neighborhood has a lot of kids, apparently, and we started to run low on candy. We started giving out less candy per kid, but still eventually ran out after about 125 kids. Kids were still coming, so I decided to give the 20 candy packs that my wife had set aside for herself to the kids instead.
Oh, no.
Even
I'm
with
so
this,
excited.
We ran
I'm so
out.
Excited. Oh, no. This is going to rock so hard.
So wait, did they set up, like, did they put candy, like, in, like, a little pack? Like, is that what they're saying when they say candy packs? Did they, like, pack up, like, a little piece of
candy? The mind boggles.
I don't know if it's just that they had, like, in their mind, like, okay, every kid that comes, we're going to give them 3 pieces of candy or something like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm going to be closely observing this because this is very relevant to what our day is going to be like later.
So we were, I don't know if you guys were warned or given a heads up, but basically, I guess some COVID thing is you put it in packs instead of just letting them reach into
your
buckets.
Little hands.
Maybe that's what they mean, or maybe it's just an assortment of candy. So instead of saying, what, she took over 3 candy bars, 7 Skittles, and 10 Ranchers. I don't know, but maybe it's packs. Who's to say? Not super important.
Yeah.
But it's curious nonetheless.
I almost assume it was like a little mini thing of the M&Ms, like what they made by a pack.
Yeah.
Okay. My wife knew I was doing this and told me not to and insisted that we just turn the lights off so no more kids would come. I said that Halloween trick-or-treating is for the kids and that we could buy Halloween candy for our own personal consumption the next day and that it would be on sale. That is true.
Yeah, question over. Congrats, you figured it out.
No, it's not over.
Okay.
Yeah, but then, you know, it's that kind of thing. It's like, well, we have it. I might as well eat it versus, like, I'm going to go out and buy it for myself, and now I feel
that's
bad.
That's exactly where it goes. Finish the question. It's where it goes.
Well, versus, like, I'm going to steal this candy from children for some reason.
Oh, my God.
You can't steal something you haven't given, am I right? She asked
me. It's their candy.
She asked me to even just set a few aside for her, but unfortunately, I couldn't even do that because a large horde of kids came all at once, and I had to give out all the candy and even had to turn kids away to their face without giving them anything.
Oh
my
gosh.
Wife thinks I was wrong to give out the candy she set aside for herself, and I think I'm right to give candy to the kids on Halloween instead of hoarding candy for ourselves that we can easily just drive to the store and purchase whenever we please.
Mm-hmm.
To this idea, my wife said she wanted only a handful of candy and didn't want to buy a whole new pack of candy for ourselves.
Yeah.
Jennifer is extremely seen in this Reddit question. That it's so fucking black and white. It's not funny.
And that we had already given out so much candy that we didn't need to feel bad for turning some kids
Holy
aside.
Holy shit.
Let us know what you think, Reddit. TLDR, my wife set aside Halloween candy for herself, and I gave that candy away to trick-or-treating children once we ran out of candy. Wife is mad for me giving her personal stash to kids.
Yeah. Reddit, as always, is it's fucking insane. I love this.
Oh, because they agree with me?
Oh, wait, all right, Jennifer. This is so...
I've honestly like never had to. I've never lived in a place where we've gotten a lot of trick-or-treaters. So
yeah, same. This is new territory for me.
So the thought of getting a lot of trick-or-treaters and running out of candy like gives me like heart palpitations.
The thing is, so for us, we are definitely in a situation. Our neighborhood does Halloween big time. And what was it they were saying? That estimating like how many kids?
300 to 500.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of kids.
And this year it might be even more than they've ever gotten, because maybe a lot of people stayed back last year, and like some, you know, it's going to be like, oh, we can go outside now. But who's to say?
So this is like a very real. That could happen to us.
You've got to just go overboard. You have to just go insane, buy 10 times as much candy as you think you'll need.
Yeah.
And that's a win-win scenario, because if you don't get rid of it all.
Honestly, like,
candy.
I don't eat certain candies. And so, like, those are the candy I would buy to give out, you know? Because I don't want the temptation, honestly.
That is the issue, because we to prep for the 500 kids that might be coming to our house, we bought a bunch of candy, and obviously we opened a little bit of it beforehand, mm-hmm. and we're sneaking some candies, but then we tried to just keep the one bag open that only had, like, pretty good candy, so mm-hmm. we wouldn't be super tempted, but then Tim opened up the bag with the good candy mm-hmm. in it, mm-hmm. and
what's the good candy?
Oh, baby.
Reese's.
The Reese's ones. The Reese's.
The assorted Reese's. So, here's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's seeing this, rightfully so, for many reasons, right? As your wife requested something of you, and you were an asshole and disagreed with her. That's what every single fucking comment on Reddit is. And I have to say, what the fuck is happening? You're allowed to be rude to your wife if they're being ridiculous. Do people not realize you can be, like, wrong but be right at the same time? You're allowed to be like, no! This is both our candy. You're being weird. And then Reddit's going to be like, you're abusive.
No, I don't think they were saying that.
You're not attentive in bed.
Okay. Whoa! Okay, too far.
Okay, they didn't say that. But every single comment I read was, you're a fucking asshole.
Well,
you need to apologize. Show us this post and you should be done. I want to message this guy. Hey, I know it's 4 years ago, but everyone's wrong.
Okay,
you did what was right.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wants the leftover candy, and she doesn't want to buy candy.
Exactly. A whole new bag.
She doesn't want to buy a whole new bag of candy.
That's a whole different
because
thing.
If you buy candy, that is not guilt-free candy. If you have leftover candy,
yes,
you have guilt-free candy. But if you deprive children of candy, it is no longer guilt-free candy. That is
a great point, Nick.
That is stolen candy. That candy, you are going to walk out to your car, you're going to walk the dog, you're going to go get the newspaper, whatever, eat in your Snickers bar, mm-hmm. and some little kid who came to your house and didn't get one is going to see it and be like, oh, I see you got Snickers now. I see you have Snickers now.
And you're like, motherfucker, I knew it.
But last night when I was a Ghostbuster, you said, I'm sorry, it ain't no ghosts here.
Now, here's my thought, though. Michael, when your children go get Halloween candy, they get like an ass load of candy, right?
Ridiculous amounts.
So I'm just saying, you're depriving this child of like one extra piece of candy.
That is true.
And they already have a sack load of candy.
That's fair.
And it's going to ruin their parents' lives. They're going to be so wired.
Whoa, Michael. The parents get to take from the children, correct?
A child parent will sometimes bestow upon you candy that is not of their liking. What?
Michael eating all these pennies.
That little boxes of raisins.
No, I mean, yeah, it's insane to me that every single response is like, you're an asshole, as opposed to like, yeah, I mean, everyone sucks here. Even though this is our relationships and not am I the asshole.
That is true. Yeah, so it's just truly
because,
not.
Because like everything everyone's saying is true. And I also just think one should have the ability. How do I say this? One should have the ability to completely disregard a wrong request. Is that so wrong?
You should be. You're saying you should be able to disrespect your wife.
Yes.
If she's wrong.
I just want to point out that Tim is a person who, as a teen, went around getting lots of candy. So he is just on the candy getter side.
Yes. Wow. Of course I'm on the candy getter side. It's Halloween.
What?
Did you think an adult does not enjoy a Halloween candy?
Was this like a situation where you like dressed up so they wouldn't know how teenish you were?
No, we were quite clearly teens.
You were like, no, I'm 8. I'm going as a teen. That's my
costume. I wore an 8-year-old Superman costume as a joke. I also just feel like either it was just our friend group or maybe it's a Florida thing, but like, it was okay to trick-or-treat into your teens. When I found out you didn't do that, I was like, what's next? 17-year-olds don't play with Dragon Ball Z toys? Okay, whatever.
I don't know when I stopped trick-or-treating, but I definitely trick-or-treated at 12.
Larkin's going this year.
I stopped in college because I was like...
Larkin's going this year. She's they're 13, so...
I feel like it's acceptable, like, when you're younger. I also grew up in an area where, yeah, you didn't really, like, I didn't live in a neighborhood, so trick-or-treating was weird, so I don't even really
remember. Okay, so you don't, you've never even been really
trick-or-treating. I honestly not.
I have a scenario. I have a potential scenario that could sway things. What if the misses here, what if they're just like a really big fan of a very rare Halloween candy, like a Mr. Good bar or a Crackle?
Oh, yeah, the ones that you only what those little the weird peanut butter chewy ones that are in like the orange.
Okay, that would be fair. If they're a freak that likes those, I'd be like weird. Okay, like,
she really likes those.
Especially because those are shitty and the kids don't like them.
She really likes those terrible circus peanuts.
Yeah,
you'd have to buy like 50 bags of the Hershey miniatures if you want to pull out, you know, just enough Mr. Good bar. Or whatever.
Right, because they don't. In this very, very specific and weird scenario. In that case, you know, that is withholding information. It'd be like, my wife is a freak and she took out the worst candies and I felt bad not giving anybody anything. Like, yeah, it's. I don't know, man. It's.
You know.
Everything. I'm going to just keep saying, everything he said here is true. It's just wild to me that the wife made it a thing when the husband was like, quote, in problem solve mode. And yes, kids don't need that extra, you know, candies. But also, you can literally just get there are stores and it's cheaper.
You can't get guilt-free.
What if you had 10 candies? You had 30 candies.
I think the whole everything's on sale the day after is kind of a myth because
they caught on to it.
Because here's the thing: all the stores have already moved on to Christmas. All the Halloween shit is gone.
We went to Target yesterday. And we're going to look at, like, we were looking for some last-minute Halloween stuff. It was picks clean. There was
basically nothing. That's what I'm saying. It's all gone. There's not going to be Halloween candy.
Oh, you got to go to CVS.
I don't think it's going to be there either.
Also,
I have done this multiple times. Also, I'm like, I'm going to go get sale candy. Mm-hmm. And then there's like, it's not there.
We were at the wholesale club looking at the big bags of candy. And the big bag of candy with the ghosts and goblins on it that came with 150 pieces was, I don't know, $10. And the another bag with the same candy without the ghost and goblin on it with 200 pieces was also $10.
That's what I'm saying.
And the candy itself was the exact same. Only the bag had the ghost and goblin on it. Bag that you throw away.
But still, the thing is, this is solvable by a $10 bill. And yeah,
you can't buy guilt for $10
for being upset. It's just like she should have realized. She was being a little silly.
Okay.
Even though I think that
I don't think that if there were children at my door, I don't think I could turn them away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would feel bad.
I would make them.
If I had a frozen pot pie.
I would be like,
here's someone crustable.
Here's a Dinty Moore beef stew, canned beef stew. Here's one can of tuna.
And you know, maybe it's a situation where one of them, the husband, enjoys the holiday and the wife, and this is also kind of a made up, whatever, justifying the feeling thing, but like, oh, just turn the lights off. So, but what if the husband is enjoying giving out candy and being...
His ass to the store right then and get more candy.
Driving at Halloween night is very dangerous. Everyone's drunk and everyone's children.
Oh. So. The ghouls are out.
In a neighborhood on Halloween, you have to go like 10 under the speed limit.
Our street will legitimately be blocked off, so we won't even be able to.
I want to see if they got divorced.
I mean, you say you can solve this with $10, but like couples counseling is more than $10, Tim.
That is very true.
Okay, this is funny. They replied to a comment a month ago to, you find out your closest friend is a serial killer. What do you do? Their response, start a podcast. So do you think Do you think this guy is wrong? He made a funny joke once.
He couldn't possibly be wrong.
Isn't that funny?
I feel like I would just solve the situation by simply squirreling the candy away and telling nobody about it. Thank you.
There you go.
And then it would be like,
this is all really right. On her.
All right, all right, all right. Update. This family might just like to bicker.
I think they do.
And here we are. Fluff. My wife and I can't agree. Are a dog's front paws considered hands?
What?
Thoughts?
No.
No, they're paws. He called them paws.
I think in this instance, both things are true and both things are false.
I think a dog's front paws would be feet more than anything.
They got four
no,
feet.
No, that's the back legs.
No, they got 4 feet.
The back. He has four paws. He 2 feet, two hands. When a dog, when a dog scratches his face, what feet he used all of them.
any one he can.
All right, they're all hands.
They're all feet.
Okay, a raccoon's front paws are hands.
Yeah, those are hands.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's
so based off that log. And, yes. I think you know, it's when a dog is pushing his bowl,
a monkey's feet are hands.
That's true too.
Bro,
I think it has.
Stop talking about this. Is
doesn't have to. You have to have a thumb. Does that make it a hand?
No.
That helps.
I mean, that definitely helps.
But what makes it a hand over a foot?
Huh?
What makes
it's utility. On it, it's a foot.
You can walk on it, it's a foot. So it's like a clown at the circus. You got 4 feet then? Is that what you're
saying?
They do.
Wow. Yeah.
So here's the thing though. Dogs never, like when they're jumping up on, you know, at the circus and on the balls and things like that, it's never front feet.
They do sometimes.
I've never seen it.
Guys, this is a whole different question, and we have two more, so I think we gotta wrap.
Yeah, we gotta move
and
on.
And now I know that I better not be squirreling any candy away, or Jim's gonna judge
me. I think the reason why I'm being.
I have one piece of candy squirreled away right now. I'm not gonna give it to any kids. It's my take five bar.
I think the reason why I am being a little dogmatic about this is I'm prepping the pump for having to have this argument with Jim later. So the
I just know I gotta have my candy right now.
I think this question is how they came up with the idea for the Purge movies.
So if any of you are at home being like, wow, Tim is, you know, being really unreasonable, yes. But sometimes in a marriage, you have to precede arguments decades in advance. That's what being married is.
And again, now I'm prepared. I will be hiding candy.
I guess doing a podcast with your wife, whom you're creating the arguments with, as she hears you, she gets so much defense.
I also come from a line of my mother was a person who would squirrel her little treats in the house, so it's in my DNA to do this.
Yeah,
so.
I almost said earlier to y'all, be less reincarnated by a depression era. Widow.
No.
Yeah. Okay. You know, they're both wrong. I think the wife was wrong first, and
I disagree. I think children are greedy. They got too much candy.
I feel like a lot of our advice is like get divorced.
Yeah.
What?
We're always like they should get divorced.
That's true. We do say that.
But no, they obviously they love bickering, so they're perfect for each other.
Oh man. Another thing too is, and we've said this before in other questions, we don't know how intense of an argument this was.
Oh, it doesn't seem like it was more just like a what the heck? Like I think this. And yeah, it didn't seem like a divorce level issue.
Well, a year later they're arguing about feet paws. So here we go.
Can I read the next one?
Oh my god, what is this question? Satan at 7 years old.
And Tim, I just want to let you know, I didn't edit shit in this one. You're welcome.
Wow, look at all that blue.
Yep.
Oh my god. You got it. Okay.
No, I didn't do it. You told me not to.
No. We like when you do it. Okay. This happened to me when I was 7 years old. One night I slept like normal around 10 p.m. and suddenly around 2 a.m. I woke up for no reason to sat up on my bed. When I sat up, I was groggy and rubbed both my eyes and looked towards the doorway. The door was wide open and I saw this weird shadow peeking into my room. Only its neck and head were visible because it was peeking into my room.
It's like peeking in.
I was able to see the shadow because I had a nightlight across the doorway on the wall. I rubbed my eyes again, thinking it's just my imagination. As I stopped rubbing my eyes, I opened them again and I looked towards the doorway. This rocks.
Yeah, like just the extreme detail of this like is, every single step.
This is a fucking Edgar Allan Poe short story. I saw the shadow face still there, but this time I stared longer at it and made out horns that curled out horns on its head. What? I couldn't make out any facial features, just all black like a shadow. As I kept staring at it, I couldn't even make out its eyes. Everything was black. I freaked out as I continued staring and yelled for my mom as I covered my face with a blanket. As my mom got to my room, I cried, telling her I just saw the devil in the doorway. She obviously said it was nothing, but I know what I saw. I never saw it after that, and even now, typing this up gives me chills to remember what I saw that night. From Our Paranormal.
That's it.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you think they saw Satan at 7 years old?
I guess they saw Satan at 7 years old.
Yeah. The Devil in the Doorway. That's a great like book title.
So true. I'm gonna Google it.
I want to watch that movie.
That's definitely a Lifetime.
Oh, dude! Movie. Absolutely.
Sometimes
The Devil's Doorway is a film.
Sometimes when I'm in bed, I will lose consciousness. And then sometimes my brain like plays like little movies for me and
little
stuff.
Little plays.
Or like little things. And sometimes I wake up and I don't even know if it's real or not.
Well, Michael, that was probably the devil.
It could be the devil.
Or Satan.
It could be the devil. I mean, okay, so this person talked about the horns curling out. Mm-hmm. I never think of Satan as having curling horns.
I do.
Like little, I think, but I guess
if you don't think Satan has curling horns, you're a fucking child.
Wow. And wow. I guess, you know what? In the Montero music video, Satan does have curling horns, so never mind. I rescind my comment. I take it back. He does have curling horns.
Got to.
I get this. I mean, we have the little LED, like, you just, like, plug them into the little outlet nightlight things, like, in our hallway now.
Uh-huh.
And so when we have the door open to our bedroom, like, there's just like a light and shadows coming in. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, what if there's a guy there?
Exactly.
What if there's a weird guy?
Exactly. Just staring at you in the doorway.
And I always like when I see, I'm like, huh? Okay. No guy there. Okay. Go back.
I have a comment to read. Wow. That's crazy. I don't know if this will offend anyone, but if it does, I'm sorry, but I'm glad I haven't seen any of this stuff.
That does offend me.
I'm glad I didn't see the devil in the doorway.
Satan means adversary. The demon you describe is closer to Bahamut, demon king of beasts.
Those are my favorite commenters on Our Paranormal. Like, that was not Satan. That was the specific demon, you fucking idiot.
You idiot.
Dumbass.
My guess is that it was a sleep paralysis or at most a shadow entity, and here's why. One, Lucifer doesn't have horns. Two, realistically, what would Lucifer gain from standing in the doorway of a random 7-year-old's room? Three, you were groggy and just woke up prime time for sleep paralysis.
Or you were just like, you're a child and you have a wild imagination.
And you had a dream. Like,
oh my god.
Mm. Who said it was Lucifer? Why are they jumping to Lucifer?
Because Lucifer is Satan. Why? Like a TV show.
Look, you shouldn't call it. I know him personally. It's Lucifer.
Yeah, get it right.
Isn't Lucifer like the good guy in that show? I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's why I can't watch it. There are several multi-paragraph, hundred-of-word replies on that topic here, Michael DeMauro, and I shan't be reading them. And I really want to.
Tim, he's getting the madness. I can see it in his eyes. He wants to go down this trail.
Satan doesn't have horns.
Everyone really is like, Satan does not have horns.
Oh my. That's like,
I
want to
know how they are so sure of that.
I am so disappointed. I thought Satan was going to be 7 years old. In my mind, I was prepared for a short little red demon who was making fart jokes and eating SpaghettiOs.
Oh my god.
Satan's child. Little Nikki.
For someone to think that Satan himself is going to directly come to their childhood bedroom.
Yeah. I know, right?
It's hilarious.
It's clearly just a lesser demon. Yourself.
The only way that would happen is if Satan could just make, like, infinite copies of himself, like Dr. Manhattan, and he just sends them
and
out.
And he can't. That's Satan's weakness. You know, Satan can be anywhere he wants, but he can only be at one place.
Yeah.
Much like the creatures in the Lightbringer series.
Okay. When I was younger, got awoken in the middle of the night because I, like, heard, like, a weird noise. It was very scared, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I just kept hearing this, like, weird banging noise. And I finally, like, got the courage to, like, get up and investigate. And it was my brother throwing rocks at my window, and he had been...
I thought you were going to say it was your parents banging.
Did he get, like, locked out?
He got locked out because I guess my parents, you know, they were locked up and went to bed, and he wasn't home yet. And he apparently was out there throwing rocks on my window for like an hour trying to wake me up.
I had to do that to Jennifer one time.
Yeah, that did happen one time. Tim came home later. I guess you forgot your keys or something.
I think it was like, I warned you about it.
If possible. I think I was sleeping.
It's like, hey, I don't have my keys. I'm going to get home late. I need to be let in.
I've definitely done that to my wife that, like, just like not thinking, like, did the deadbolt and like the thing you can't unlock from the outside.
God.
Often you'll just, you know, when you're closing the door, it's just reflex, right? You just lock it.
Yeah. We had my family over yesterday. And I locked them outside like 5 times. Like it was just for 3 seconds and they weren't coming in, but I giggled to myself knowing that I did it.
I am a serial door closer, thing shutter, lock turner. So yeah, I feel like this is extremely possible for me to do constantly.
Yeah. But we have electric locks. So
yes, that does help.
Wow. Okay, Rockefeller.
Nice.
Any more thoughts on this encounter?
I mean, kids are stupid.
Do you guys have any like thing like that from your childhood where you're like, I thought I saw a thing and it was very scary?
I feel like it, yeah. I mean, but I'm not complaining to Reddit about it.
Well, like, I'm not a pussy.
I think I've probably mentioned this before, but my sister was the one that had these situations, and since I shared a room with my sister, therefore so did I sometimes. And sometimes she would wake up in the middle of the night and have a knife, and we would hide in the corner because she saw something.
Oh, my God.
But there was one time, I'm pretty sure I saw feet in our backyard.
No, like, scary.
Like, hiding behind our shed. And I was like, because it was primed by my sister freaking out. And then maybe other people did too, but I swear to God. Sorry. I'm reading this person's other comments, and I got really distracted.
Yeah.
My bad. I saw shoes standing there. And so, like, to me, that did happen because I had 3 other steps before it. It wasn't just me, like, looking outside. It was, like, being warned. My sister getting someone. Thing, I don't know, but
memory is fucked up.
That's so true.
Yeah. Humans don't actually, like, you can fully, like, reconstruct something and, like, truly believe that it happened and it didn't. Because we don't even understand how our brains work fully.
No.
It's messed up.
Yeah, because like every time you remember, like you like recollect on a memory, you're like resetting it, kind of.
Exactly, yes. And that's why witness testimony is not very reliable, because people, like, they're not lying. They just, their brain does stuff to it.
Yeah, you're like resetting the memory every time. It's like you're re-recording on a VHS tape. It just gets fuzzier. I actually do remember, like, when I was real, real little, like, under 5, like, remember having, like, a memory of, like, a bunch of, like, witches in the kitchen.
Oh, God.
And that was real.
And then, I think I saw, like, Wizard of Oz or something.
Oh,
so it was, like, a very, like, Wizard of Oz, like, kind of witches, like, in the kitchen. And I swore it was real for a long, long time. And I don't know if it was like it was dark and somebody was walking in the kitchen and I saw that, or if it was just a dream. I don't remember, but I do remember being freaked out about that.
You guys need to be armed with more for spiritual warfare.
Yeah, you need to have it with the armor of the Lord.
Yeah. I never had this because I was constantly praying and saying a Bible verse.
So this is the thing I was just thinking about too. We grew up kind of like at the tail end of the satanic panic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so I feel like people in my zone for sure believe this shit. Like,
I mean, I feel like our family still believes this is possible.
I think they do. I think they do. The thing could be there.
Could just be peeking you when you're 7.
Hey, are you 7 in there? You should steal candy from the Halloween bucket. Anyways, bye.
Let that bitch in that house have her candy. You better go ask for it.
I'm going to go do a coup now. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Famine. Michael, can you read this next one? I'm too afraid of the Satan stuff.
Oh, man, I want to. All right, here we go. My brother has started watching subliminals, and my parents are worried.
What the fuck?
What's a subliminal?
What is a subliminal? Yeah. Let's find out.
Fuck? My brother, 11 male, has been coming up to me around a week ago, telling me that he was watching subliminals to change his eye color. so that he has one purple and one green eye.
Okay.
Okay.
I paid it no mind at first, but now he keeps saying it to me, and it seems like he genuinely believes that it'll work. Today, my parents came to talk to me about it, as they don't understand it, and they're really freaked out by it. They said that if he kept it on the entire time... Oh, they said that he had kept it on the entire time last night and refused to let them shut it off. They're worried that something that it's something more serious. So my question is, is this something serious? Or should we just let him be? TLDR, my brother started watching subliminals to change his eye color. And my parents are worried that it's something serious.
All right, well, we didn't find out what those are.
So I think from my understanding, I believe there's a whole like chunk of people who think that they can like start to change themselves into mm-hmm. like more like a wolf or like change aspects of themselves. Like, I think it's like YouTube videos.
Yeah. So do you guys think that watching a YouTube can make you change your eye color? What's your thoughts?
You know that we only use 10% of our brain. It's so true. Like that other, who knows what the other 90% can do?
That 90% is to change your eyes to make one green and one purple.
That's so true. It's mostly that. It's mostly just that.
And most people haven't unlocked it.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I have, but I just don't do it.
Are a color, right? So your body made them a color. So why wouldn't your body be able to make them another color?
Bro.
And they change. It changes, you know, throughout your life. And that's just your body doing it liminally, right? And what if you could do it subliminally?
Yeah.
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 Do you think it just like every once in a while it just cuts in a frame of a purple eye and then a green eye?
Or maybe like a penis like from Fight Club?
I feel like it's going to be cutting in with like the devil, like someone holding a knife. Like this is how you get him. They're getting MK Ultra.
That's so gonna happen. Is there a purple eye video and a green eye video and he just has to watch one while the other eye?
Yeah. Like so wait, are there subliminal videos for like each one? Like, okay, this one's for changing your eyes to mm-hmm. green and this one's for changing your eye. One eye to green and one eye to purple. Like, there's a different subliminal for each like color. I don't understand. I don't understand how it works.
I think he has to wear an eye patch while he watches one, and then eye patch to the other while he watches the other.
Nick, I think you're exactly correct. The thing that's funny to me about this question is that the parents were like, "Is this safe?"
Do your parents not know how to use Google or how to parent? Your 11-year-old doesn't get to dictate what he watches to his parents.
The parents are like, we'd watch it to see if it was safe, but we're worried. We don't want purple eyes.
This person says, do your parents understand that watching some YouTuber cannot change your brother's eye color?
I don't know, because I'm on YouTube right now, and I'm watching.
Michael, your eyes. Michael, your eyes.
Eye color changing frequencies, subliminals, hypnosis, biokinesis, bioral beats, subliminal messages. I'm going to.
Michael, can you look at the comments?
Eyes to blue.
Oh my gosh, your eyes are changing rapidly, fast, like the snake from Jungle Book.
They're glowing.
Yeah. You have Jungle Book snake eyes.
You have Jungle Book snake eyes disease right now. Ka eyes disease.
This is so cool. It's actually soothing.
You look like you're in Dune. That's crazy.
Whoa. The spice is flowing.
Oh, my shit. God. There are 13,381 comments on this thing.
What?
Give us a couple. Give us a couple.
Yeah. Give us a sampling.
Is it just me or do a lot of brown-eyed people want blue eyes?
Ooh, shots fired. That is true. I have blue eyes. Everyone's mad at me for it.
You really know how to make me cry when you give me those blue eyes.
What?
Is that a Frank Sinatra quote? Something?
I'm doing this to get revenge on my ex-boyfriend. Be prepared.
What? How mad would you be if you broke up with some piece of crap and then 3 years later they had blue eyes?
I was freaking mad. Fuck.
It's neat that you can never guess what's happening in our existence and it's constantly changing. And you'll never know what comes next. There's a strength in that, in the terror, you know?
Just like the new different ways that people will do stupid shit. It's like, oh, okay, cool.
It's called subliminals, and your teens are changing their eye colors.
Yes. Well, that's like
Your phone's ringing.
My phone was vibrating.
Who is Natalie's it? Calling. Is it you guys now get calls about your car's warranty now that you have a car?
We did before we even had the car. Yeah, now I answer
now it's
them
like, shit, maybe this is real.
It might be real. So I always, it's like, well, our title's not in Florida.
We have so many warranties now.
Yeah, I didn't know. We keep buying them. It is expensive.
I'm still deeping these comments. One person's like 15 minutes per day equals slow results, 20 minutes per day kind of slow, 60 minutes per day rapid results, 1 month for almost full.
What if we all started watching Subliminal for the next week and see what happens?
For
and
we'll 2 just, hours a day.
We'll just show up to the next recording and be like, notice anything different about me?
yeah, your eyes are glowing white.
And you're floating.
I mean, the law of what averages, right, in statistics and things like that, eventually one of these horseshit stupid things are going to be real, right? Like, I don't believe in ghosts, obviously. But, you know, like Michael said, we use, like, none of our brain. It's 0% of our brain, if you think about it. Like, that's true.
That's not
everyone agrees with it. Everyone says it's
real.
It maintains and still true, actually. So eventually something like this is going to happen. I'm still crossing my fingers for Dragon Ball Z powers.
You will grow a monkey tail though.
Which is why I'm very careful whenever I try to raise my power level or when I shoot a Kamehameha 4. Because one time it might work. I don't know.
Yeah, what if it does?
I've been watching a lot of fucked up shit recently.
I switched to purple. It's way different. The sound is way different.
Oh, wow. Your eyes are all fucked up, Michael.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared. But I do feel like that's like a thing too for kids, like being like, what if I really get powers? Uh-huh. Like, I think there's like a little bit of like your brain when you're a child that's just like, this could really happen.
We all
want
to be special. We all want to be the main character in our own story.
Damn.
But just like Michael said before, Satan is not going to come to your bedroom.
Yeah.
No.
Parents,
no,
where not. Did you get purple contacts? Me, I didn't. Parents gave me a mirror. Then why are your eyes purple? Me, I'm a baby born with magical powers to change my eyes, hair, and skin. I'm not racist color.
What?
Oh, what? Parents, okay, what do you want for dinner?
Hey, I'm not racist. I'm just purple.
What?
What? Yeah, I mean.
I got my eyes are changed. Everything looks purple now.
Yeah. No, Michael, you're going to get stuck down this hole. It's very dangerous.
You're messing my algorithm, too.
All right.
Yeah, your algorithm's all freaked up.
Yeah.
Like, here's how to do make terrain and also how to change your eye colors to see through the wall and the vortex.
I've done,
this is real.
I've done some research on how, like, is it actually, like, can you change your eye color? And apparently, so the weirdest thing that I've seen here on a medical news website is that your eyes can change color when your eyes focus, if you spend time in a very dark or brightly lit room, not very much, but they will change color, or if you experience strong emotions.
Okay.
What?
It says very lead to minute changes in eye color.
What?
That's real?
I don't know.
That's fake.
I'm going to watch Dear Zachary every day.
No. See, okay, but like maybe it's just because you're crying and your eyes are running red, so it makes the color inside look
different.
Yeah,
maybe like the rods and cones and shit
Yeah.
But so excellence. According to this, like the easiest way and safest is just contact lenses.
No, that's bullshit. Get out of here.
But
is subliminals for 12 hours a day.
It just says in some parts of the world you can get surgery to change your eye color.
Ooh.
What the fuck? Don't do that.
Ooh, I'm going.
But I like how they're just squishy. Like in some parts of the world, like you probably ain't gonna find that everywhere. Like they're not gonna just change your eye color for no reason. It looks like usually like if you need like a
No, it's not elective. What do you mean?
An implant kind of
I need this.
I would argue that watching these subliminal videos is less dangerous than wearing contact lenses.
Iris implant surgery.
Could be less effective, possibly.
Iris.
Possibly.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, well, let us know if you think this is real.
Let
us know if you know it's real.
Have you experimented with subliminals? Did you make your eyes purple or did you make your hair silver and you have wings now?
Mm-hmm.
And you are a hybrid demon angel and you're on DeviantArt.
Maybe Lucifer had been watching subliminals to get horns.
Whoa.
That's just true.
Iris implant surgery is not currently legal in the United States.
Fuck.
God damn it.
This fucking.
There are clinical trials going on.
Why?
Literally, why would you do that?
Why would there be?
Leave your eyeballs alone.
People got surgery to look like a Barbie and to look like
clinical
a
clinical trials like a cat that could confirm it safely have yet. Oh, no. Wait. Clinical trials have not been performed.
Yeah.
Fuck. It seems your eyeballs are so squishy.
What's the point of living in hell world to not be able to have a dangerously, wildly unethical surgery?
The fuck, man.
Fuck.
Well, I gotta stop thinking about this.
Yeah, I don't want it to be.
I mean, I'm not
anymore.
Gonna stop thinking about it. I will be thinking about it in the background.
Yeah.
I assume until I die.
But, I can carry this with you for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. This burden in my soul. Guys, you want to talk about a thing, a recommendation, a thing that made you happy?
A thing that made us happy?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know what mine is yet.
Okay. We could talk about a thing that made us happy.
Sure.
This week.
Mine is Darkest Dungeon Genshin 2 Impact. Came out on Early Access. And this one's an interesting one because I started it and it made me very unhappy. I was grumpy. I didn't like the direction that the series is going in, and I still think I have some of those thoughts. But I played it again the next day, and I met the game on its own terms for what it is, and not for what I want it to be. And I had a lot more fun. It's a different style than the first game, and it's more of a roguelike than the first one was, and it's a little weird, and it's in deep early access, so I can't judge a lot, but I eventually had a lot of fun with it, and it's on Epic Games Store.
Epic's Game Store. Cool. Yeah.
I'm afraid to play it, because I didn't really like
it. I beat it.
I really
already.
Liked the first one.
Ooh. You beat it already? I heard it's really hard.
Yeah, I'm really good at video games.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's they have cool. like this, instead of like upgrading your town and your heroes, you upgrade your profile level, which is kind of, but like, I don't know. It seems like the game looks so polished that one assumes that it's closer to being done. So any lack of content here and there feels like, well, that's weird. This game's done pretty much. But no, there's like only one of the five acts is out. So I only beat the first act. It's the animation, like the art style is like the same, but also a lot better. So that part's cool. And yeah.
Cool. Neat. I have another game recommendation for people, that I haven't heard a ton of people talking about.
Genshin Impact.
Genshin Impact. No. It's a game called Riders Republic. It's a game from Ubisoft, and it's kind of like an extreme sports game where you have snowboarding and mountain biking and wingsuit gliding, and it's just kind of reminds me of like the Forza Horizon games, but for like extreme sports.
Whoa.
I've only played an hour or two of it, but it's actually like really fun. It's just kind of, it's got like an interesting trick system, and you just kind of go down mountains on your bike or snowboard or wingsuit, and you do these races or stunt things. It's just good. I mean, if you like racing stunt action sports games, I think you'll like it. I don't know why, but I'm really enjoying it.
I was on Twitch the other day watching the stream of this Australian comedian named Brent Russell, who was playing this game, and it looked really neat.
Yeah,
he was doing wingsuit shit, and it was like, wow, that's cool.
It's just fun. It's just like it. You know, I've been playing other games that are more single player story driven, and this is like more jump in and just do a couple runs and have more arcadey kind of fun times. It's just kind of turn your brain off kind of games, which is what I needed at the moment.
Damn, that's true. That's understandable. Because we live in hell, so you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you got to have your things.
And what is life if not Big Mountain, you know?
Yeah, damn. That's the thing. Big Mountain, little hell.
I have a recommendation. It's maybe, for the time this is coming out, I guess it's kind of late, but Kim Petras has a Halloween album called Turn Off the Light, and it's great. It came out last year, but if you're in the mood for some spooky, like, dance electronic type music, go listen to it. Turn Off the Light by Kim Petras.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So I've got a video game as well.
You guys love video games.
We're gamers.
Maybe I should save it for next week and I should do another Genshin? One.
It's not Genshin. It's Genshin again.
Well, I'll just do both of mine. It's called Inscription, but with like Y, with a Y instead of an I. So it's like,
I've heard a lot of people being like, this is game of the year contender.
Yeah, it's crazy good. And it takes you and it's like, it's a deck builder. It's just like a solid deck builder kind of thing where you're playing like, you know, like you play animals. So it's like you put down a squirrel first, but then you can get out a stoat that eats the squirrel. But then you can get like a wolf that eats two other things kind of thing. But it's kind of like creepy and spooky at the same time. And then it goes on wild, wild, unsuspecting
twists. Is there like a campaign story
thing? Yeah, it's a very story driven thing.
I was listening to some gaming podcasts and they were like, we're going to spoil this. And I like skipped ahead because I assume it's very spoiler.
Are you talking about the Beastcat or
Nextlander? Yeah.
Yeah. I listened to that spoiler and it convinced me to play the game.
Okay. Yeah. I it's on my list of I should play this.
Yeah. It's really cool. I would
Sounds scary.
Highly recommend it.
I have Riders Republic, Metroid Dread. I have to play that new Mario Party game. I have to finish Deathloop.
Nick buys every single game and he plays none of them.
Then I'll get on a tear where I finish a bunch of them and then I'll get.
Why would you buy Mario Party? Who are you gonna play that with?
I was gonna play it with you. I thought we were.
No, I will not play this with you.
I heard it was good. I heard it had all the good mini games.
Owen all the said hits. The same thing. He's like, no, it's good this time. And I was like, there's no fucking way.
That's what
it's
they
good.
Always say, Owen.
There's no fucking way it's good.
I bought it because I heard me, Tim, and Michael were going to play it.
I mean, I'll play it if I can make money off of it.
Oh, my God. go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no. We can save it. I can save this.
Okay. Yeah, Michael, one nice thing. Just kidding.
Well, thank you guys for joining us this week. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can do that at Ask Your Internet, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Shake.
You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
Thanks everyone again. Until next week, sincerely, dear Internet.